With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. PFAS, also called forever chemicals, have been found in drinking water, lakes, and the soils in parts of Oneida County, while homeowners in the Stella area have been drilling new wells and installing filtration systems to remove PFAS from their drinking water. The major question remains how to get the chemicals out of the environment. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a researcher who's been looking into that answer.
Dr. Yana Liang says PFAS remediation is going to change greatly from site to site, with solutions tailored to specific situations. Liang is a professor and chair of the Department of Environmental and Sustainable Engineering at the University of Albany. Lessons learned from DDT contaminations have given scientists a starting point for PFAS cleanup, but that only goes so far.
PFAS, you know, some people say is totally different beast. I would say, yeah, it is very, very difficult to work with.
The same components that make PFAS great for nonstick products make them extremely resistant to degradation. Not to mention there are thousands of these chemicals that all have different chemical formulas.
And if you want to destroy all of them, I don't think one technology is capable of.
Using plants through phytoremediation has proven effective for pulling some types of PFAS from the soil. Liang has been studying different material that could be added to the soil to immobilize the PFAS, which she says may be a good solution, particularly for agricultural fields that are contaminated.
These materials will bind to PFAS, so the binding is so tight that PFOA, PFOS will not migrate to groundwater and will not go to the plants growing the soil. So we have shown that it's feasible.
Liang says long-term studies are still needed for this method. EPA soil samples show high concentrations of PFAS in the Stella area. The Wisconsin DNR has named the Rhinelander paper mill responsible because of the PFAS chemicals it says was in the sludge the mill spread on the agricultural fields in the area. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in Wausau Monday urging lawmakers to get to work resolving the federal government shutdown. Community members in Wausau met with the governor, focusing on the impact of the federal shutdown and what it could mean for health care access across Wisconsin. Evers says restoring health care tax credits is key and that losing them could have a ripple effect beyond just those covered by the Affordable Care Act.
There's connection with that decision with a whole bunch of other things, too. It's going to make life worse in a whole bunch of other areas besides just the ACA.
Healthcare leaders at the discussion also raised concerns about how cuts could hit working families the hardest. They shared that more than 40% of Marathon County's residents in the working class and over 540,000 kids on Badger Care statewide are at risk. Judy Smith of The Neighbor's Place.
It's a lot of impact. So if those rates go up, the subsidies go away, what really is going to happen is we're going to even become an unhealthier America. Is that what we really want?
Evers says this should not be a partisan issue. The governor's office plans to release official numbers soon, outlining how Wisconsin communities could be impacted. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Wood County District Attorney has determined that a man who is now dead was responsible for the 2006 killing of Deidre Harm. Mike Leishner reports.
District Attorney Jonathan Barnett has determined that Chris Revac, a former Wisconsin Rapids resident, was responsible for Harm's death, though he will never be tried for the crime. Revac committed suicide in a Missouri jail cell as he was awaiting trial for the death of another woman. Harm went missing after a night out in Wisconsin Rapids, with her body found in a wooded area months later. Sheriff Sean Becker says the news won't bring her back, but will bring closure for many. Her family released a statement on Monday as well, saying in part, Deidre was a daughter, a mother, a friend, and a light in this world whose absence is felt by everyone who knew and loved her.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Sex offenders on probation or parole are not allowed to host trick-or-treaters under Wisconsin law. That means they're prohibited from having Halloween decorations inside or outside their home. They're not allowed to distribute candy or participate in other trick-or-treat activities. They also need to keep their porch lights off during trick-or-treating. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections will work with local law enforcement agencies to make sure sex offenders on probation or parole are in compliance. Any sex offenders in violation of the restrictions will be placed into custody. The DOC says this is also a good time to remind children of safe practices while trick-or-treating. That includes planning and sticking to a route. Younger children should be accompanied by an adult, and older children should stay in a group. A national food aid program for pregnant people and children is at risk of running out of funding during the federal shutdown. The Trump administration now says it will send temporary funding to keep the program afloat, but as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, advocates say it's only a short-term fix.
Almost 7 million people in the U.S. rely on the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. The program's contingency fund has already been doled out, and administering agencies vary on how long the money will last. Shelley Schneider, the WIC program director for the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in Oklahoma, says it still has benefits available. Some of the nation's WIC funding was still left from the previous fiscal year, but she says that money will run out later this fall.
The delayed funding jeopardizes our most precious resources, which are our infants and our children, because they are our future.
But now White House officials have announced tariff revenue will be used to temporarily support the program, potentially through October. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.